flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Middle schoolers, high schoolers, college students, including my son Andrew, receive messages on their cell phones, their personal cell phones, about going back to the plantation, about reporting to duty for picking cotton after Donald Trump was elected. How do we support our kids who are just trying to study for college, are just trying to live their life, as they look down at their phone and see these hateful, racist messages? I'm asking Brandon Jones that question. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is the executive director of the Minnesota Children's Mental Health Association. Brandon, I know you've been keeping up with this story. I know you have been pulled in every different direction from national as well as local media outlets about how we support our children who are getting these messages at all hours of the night.
Absolutely, I have, and greetings. I hope that people are doing as well as they can be given the times that we're in. It has been a very interesting response to our election. Yes, children and teens, interestingly enough, have been targeted and have had various different, you know, hateful messages sent to them, and people are responding. And I think the thing I'll lead off with is to understand that these are just targeted attacks to rile up emotions, and none of this is based in reality. And that's one of the things we have to keep in mind, but it's still painful and it still hurts.
So how do we start having these conversations with our kids? Because it's not like we can act like it's not happening. They're bringing us their phones. They're calling us saying, "Mom, look at this. Mom, I just sent you a text message that I just got. What is going on? What is happening?" Because they're not as tuned into the news as we are. And they think, Brandon, right, this stuff is real.
Right. Yes. And as parents, hopefully we are in a space where we don't believe that it's real. And we are offering an opportunity to have a conversation. I like to look at the bright side on the situation is this is opening a time for you to have a dialogue with your children that you might not have actually been able to have, and your child is bringing it to you. That opens up an opportunity to, one, educate your children about the realities of discrimination, whether it's racial discrimination, sexual discrimination, or other forms. It also gives you an opportunity to build a bond and rapport with your child and allows them to know that if anything ever happens, that they can always come talk to you and they don't have to deal with it themselves or with their friends, but it also creates this opportunity for you to have a comfortable or brave enough space for these dialogues to happen. It's more important than ever for us to talk to our children, especially when they have 24/7 access to all types of things, whether the access comes directly to them, like this, like these text messages, or they go out and seeking it. We want to make sure that we're in the know of what our children are exposed to or what's being exposed to them. And unfortunately, this has happened to so many people, but it does create an opportunity of growth from my standpoint for us.
Now, help me understand this. How do we support them when we're scared? You know, when my son Absolutely. Called me yesterday, Brandon, I didn't even know what to say, because it's Friday yeah. night. He's a college student. He just wants to go hang out with his friends, ride a skateboard over to the Raising Cane's, which is, half mile away from campus. Eat, laugh, chew with food with his mouth open and have a good time. And I have to tell him, son, I don't know if you're safe. Stay on campus. Don't leave. As he watches Brandon, his white friends drive off to have a good time. He's got to wave bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So two questions here built into what has happened. The first question is, what are parents supposed to do if they're scared? If parents are scared, again, I think that we need to base ourselves in some reality that there may be things that can take place, but I don't think the threat levels are actually as high as we may assume. Now, messages are being sent. It is happening. But we should be able to say, we live in a world where a lot of things can happen, unfortunately, but we have to be able to have enough resiliency and belief in ourselves that things will be okay and continue to move forward. And if parents are scared, I would encourage parents to rally together, connect with other parents that you feel like you have some support, and strategize how do you keep yourself and your children or your family safe, given the spaces that you're in. Trust the people that you know and build relationships with people that you don't if you feel like they are comfortable enough to build with. And I think that's one of the best things we do. We have to continue to build community through these tough times and understand that if we stay siloed and we don't connect with friends, what ultimately ends up happening is we'll continue to fuel some of that fear and we won't be able to get out and understand that things can and will be okay if we do it together and not do it in isolation. So that's part one. Part two is, your son choosing to opt out of having fun with his friends. And again, I think we're going to have to encourage our children more than ever to continue to try to prosper and live their lives. Some of the threats that have been sent to children, these are things that have happened decades ago. We are in a different space and time in the world. I don't think we're going to go back to those times. But it's important for us to understand that that doesn't mean that they can't be harmed. That doesn't mean that there is not a psychological injury that can take place. So we have to continue to, pump encouragement and hope into our children and allow them to not fear anything that may come their way and to continue to try to have to prosper and have joy within their lives to the best of their ability.
Brandon, before you go, you have to tell folks where they can find you. My DMs, all of a sudden I got 7 messages, and those were from people who want to reach out to you. My phone is going off. I'm sure those Twitter messages want to know how they can find you as well.
Absolutely. I am by BY Brandon, BRANDONJONES, on all social media platforms, just by Brandon Jones on all social platforms. You can reach out directly to me on my website. That's www.jegna.org. And if you need resources, definitely check out my organization, Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health. We have tons of resources to help you through various different mental and emotional health things. Our website is macmh.org. That's macmh.org.
Thank you so much for being here, Brandon. Again, I know you're being pulled in different directions from national as well as local media outlets for the insight and wisdom that you've provided here today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.